So we are reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 4. Gajendra returns to the spiritual world. And we have verse 14, which we will chant. And then we will read one more with the purport.
Etam etan maharaja taverito maya etam maharaja taverito maya krishnanu bhava gajaraja mokshanam krishnanu bhava gajaraja mokshanam svargyam yashasyam kalikalma shapaham svargyam yashasyam kalikalma shapaham Duh svapna nasham kuru varya shinvatam. Duh svapna nasham kuru varya shinvatam.
Etat.
This.
Maharaja. O King Parikshit. Tavam. Unto you. Irita. Described. Mayam. By me, Krishna Anubhava, the unlimited potency of Lord Krishna, by which he can deliver a devotee, Gajaraja Mokshanam, delivering the king of the elephants, Svargyam, giving elevation to higher planetary systems. Yashasyam, increasing one's reputation as a devotee. Kali kalmasha apaham, diminishing the contamination of the Kali Yuga. Duh svapna nasham, counteracting the causes of bad dreams. Kuruvaryam, O best among the Kurus. Srinvatam, of persons who hear this narration. Translation by His Holiness Srila Prabhupada. My dear King Parikshit, I have now described the wonderful power of Krishna as displayed when the Lord delivered the king of the elephants. O best of the Kuru dynasty, though those who hear this narration become fit to be promoted to the higher planetary systems, simply because of hearing this narration, they gain a reputation as devotees. They are unaffected by the contamination of Kali Yuga. And they never see bad dreams. I've seen a good dream today. A devotee is dancing in a kirtan. Okay. And one more verse, because it will have the purport, and then it will come back a little bit.
Yathānu kirtayantyeta triyas kamadvijataya shuchaya pratarutthaya duh svapnadyupashantaye.
Therefore, after getting up from bed in the morning, those who desire their own welfare, Shreya, especially the brahmanas, kshatriyas, vaishyas, and in particular the Brahmana Vaishnavas, should chant this narration as it is, without deviation, to counteract the troubles of bad dreams. And purport, this is a famous purport actually, where Prabhupada speaks about reactions to a guru. Every verse in the Vedic literature, especially in the Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, is a Vedic mantra. Here the words yathanu kirtayanti are used to recommend that this literature be presented as it is. Unscrupulous persons, however, deviate from the actual narration and interpret the text in their own way with grammatical jugglery. Such deviations are to be avoided. This is a Vedic injunction supported by Shukadev Goswami, one of the Mahajans or authorities. He says, Yathanu kirtayanti, one should recite the mantra as it is, without deviation, for then one will be eligible to rise to the platform of all good fortune. Shukadev Goswami especially recommends that those who are Brahmanas, Shuchaya, recite all these mantras after rising from bed in the morning. Because of sinful activities, at night we have bad dreams. Oh, now you know. Why do you have bad dreams? Which are very troublesome. Indeed, Maharaj Yudhishthir was obliged to see hell because of a slight deviation from devotional service to the Lord. Therefore, duh swapna, bad dreams, occur because of sinful activities. A devotee sometimes accepts a sinful person as his disciple. And to counteract the sinful reactions he accepts from the disciple, he has to see a bad dream. Nonetheless, the spiritual master is so kind that in spite of having bad dreams due to the sinful disciple, he accepts this troublesome business for the deliverance of the victims of Kali Yuga. After initiation, therefore, a disciple should be extremely careful not to commit again any sinful act that might cause difficulties for himself and the spiritual master. Before the deity, before the fire, before the spiritual master, and before the Vaishnavas, the honest disciple promises to refrain from all sinful activity. Therefore, he must not again commit sinful acts and thus create a troublesome situation. Good fortune is something good. Recently I was talking to my friend who has a job as a programmer, and I remember after our phone conversation, which lasted quite some time, I told him, wish you inspiration and enthusiasm and strength. And he said, you know, because he had, that was his day in the week when he has to present results on his work, he has to finish some task. So I wished him enthusiasm. And he said, you know what, better than enthusiasm is a little good fortune. That you write some code, you write some work, and it works. Because sometimes, yeah, we try, we do everything, and it doesn't work. But if there is good fortune, you hardly do anything, and it works. So good fortune. We all like good fortune. That's why the wife of Krishna is good fortune. The wife of Lakshmi, the wife of Vishnu is good fortune. But the wife of Krishna is millions of goddesses of good fortune. Millions, thousands and millions. Lakshmi Sahasra, Lakshmi Sahasra Sambrita. He's worshipped by millions of Lakshmis. Goddess of good fortune. There is, she is famous. Sarvasya Chanchalataya Stirayacha Lakshmya. She is, good fortune is considered fickle. It's called the wheel of fortune, right? Today you're on top, tomorrow you're at the bottom. It's rotating. Good fortune is rotating. So she's chanchala, unsteady in this world. But here nobody can say, ha ha, I have it done. I've gotten everything. Because today you're on top, tomorrow you're at the bottom. Very difficult to predict. But Krishna, good fortune is performing austerities on the other bank of the Yamuna to enter Vrindavan and dance with Krishna. And he doesn't want to, because she wants to come with too much gold. She wants to bring too much gold, because she's the goddess of fortune. And in his dance, he likes it more organic, natural, in the village style, forest dance. So for millions of years, she's doing austerity on the other bank of the Yamuna. So on Thursdays, Brijbasis go and they have a fair. You call it same or day? You know, once a month you have a bazaar. Same, yeah. So once a month, so on Thursdays they have a fair. And they take kids with them and they have these ferris wheels. Very funny. You know, here you have a wheel by electricity, and there you have two guys walking inside the wheel, and then it rotates and kids, ha ha, and they go around. You know, simple. No electricity required. Have you seen these wheels moved by people? Yeah. And they come and they give some khichri to Lakshmi, goddess of fortune. So simple villagers, they go and they give donations to the goddess of fortune so that she doesn't suffer too much after, you know, thousands of years doing austerity on the other, Belwan, I think it's called, this village. Thousands of years on that side, because she wants to enter, join Krishna's dance. Of course, that's in that form. Otherwise, all the gopis are goddesses of fortune. So, good fortune is, even if you like bad fortune, you need good fortune to have bad fortune, if that's what you want. Right? Some of us like bad fortune. As soon as success is coming, we invent something. We get sick, or we choose something that will definitely fail. Right? I heard that, well, also seen that sometimes in a search for a husband or wife, well, like one lady, she was making sure every time she would choose a partner where she would suffer, that she hated actually. And she didn't like, that she didn't like. Somehow, you know, because she got used to this. She always had troubled relationships, and every time she chose someone who would make her suffer. You've heard it, right? That's nowadays a common thing. But even to choose bad fortune, you need to have good fortune to have bad fortune that you want. So everybody wants good fortune. Everybody wants good fortune. So here you have it. Hare Krishna. This is what Shukadeva Goswami says, that done. All of you who have heard about Gajendra, you have achieved good fortune. Different kinds. Shreya. Shreya is auspiciousness. Of course, this is good fortune, not the self-sabotage good fortune. It's the good fortune. And verse 14 says that just by hearing Shinvatam, you get svargyam. You get heavenly rewards. Paradise. You get paradise. You get glory, yashasyam. Prabhupada adds a little comment that not just ordinary fame, you get fame as a devotee or as a good devotee. Then, Kali Kalmasha Apaham. It removes the contamination of Kali. Of course, the worst contamination of Kali, what would you say is the worst contamination of Kali? Kaj misliš, kaj je najhujša? We think we are God. Even worse. I mean, or the... It's
We don't believe in God.
Quarreling all the time. Quarreling. Over nothing. Like my Sankirtan leader said, oh, I read Dharma Shastra and it described which finger you can use to scratch inside your nose. So we can quarrel. Oh, you are using that finger? You are wrong. You should use this finger to scratch inside the nose. You can start a big quarrel. You can quarrel about anything. Even which finger to use to scratch inside your nose. So Kali, this is what is the first canto? Prayanal payusha sabya kalavasmin yuge jana mandasumandamatayo mandabhagya hyupadruta. So in this age of Kali we have alpa ayusha, very little health and very little life. Alpayusha sabhyam, manda bhagya, we are lethargic, we are lazy, we have disturbed minds, we have bad fortune, we can't find what we are looking for. So, good news. Kali Kalmashabam, just by hearing about the elephant, you have this bad fortune removed. So we can take the karatals, we can take the drums and go say, listen about the elephant, remove your bad fortune. And it will work. Of course, it says also removing the bad dreams. So this sounds a little bit too much. We don't care, but we have already been trained to not be so worried about bad dreams. Is anybody worried about bad dreams? We are not so worried about the bad dreams. Right? Some bad dreams seem to be some predictors or predictions about something bad happening on one hand. On the other hand, you can see that Srila Prabhupada describes here that a devotee will sometimes burn bad karma in a dream. So therefore, if you have a bad dream, you can be happy. You can be happy, oh, I burned bad karma. Even if you have a good dream, you can be happy. Oh, I burned also some good karma. So I'm more free. Now I'm more free. I'm more free to move towards Krishna, connect to Krishna. So this is a very special technology, Bhagavatam technology. Bhagavatam technology, instead of building a very big, big factory with very thick, thick smoke, with very high, high smokestack or pipe. We have a big landmark pipe. I think it's a power plant here, right? Nearby. A very, very tall smoke pipe, yeah? Chimney. It's like probably 200 meters, maybe 150 meters, very tall. Yeah? I think it's a power plant, electrical power plant. So you, this is called industry. Oh, thank you. Industry. Which is interesting because industry originally didn't mean, factory with smoking factories. Industry originally means prudno delo. It's like industriousness means you are diligent. You are working nicely. You are not lazy. You are nice. You are nicely working, doing something. So that's industry originally in Latin, industria, and we turned it into smoking, stinking factories. That's the Kali Yuga side effect. Again, it's not to criticize hard work, but the stinking smoke creates, destroys health, both physical and mental. They made studies in the cities where they have high pollution. They have double or triple depression, double or triple all mental problems. These small particles in the air, they cannot be filtered by lungs. They go straight into the blood. We call 2.5 PM micro something meters. Very, very small particles. It cannot be even filtered. You need very good masks for that. So even in Vrindavan we have it, this pollution from the factories. But Bhagavatam gives you the organic pollution-free industry. You listen, open your mind, open your ears, and good fortune arrives. Good fortune arrives. And we can create everything good for ourselves, for others, and for everybody. One more point about bad dreams. Bhagavatam has one verse that's repeated, that is repeated five times. It's in 11, 28, 13, 3, 27, 4, 4, 29, 30, 4, 29, 30, 11, 22, 56, 11, 28, 13. Same verse. It seems to be the only verse that's repeated five times verbatim. Arthe pyavidyamanepi samsritirnani vartate dhyayato vishayanasya svapne nartagamoyatha. Actually, a living entity is transcendental to material existence. But because of his mentality of lording it over material nature, his material existential condition does not cease, does not stop. Just as in a dream, just as in a dream, he is affected by all sorts of disadvantages. As long as you meditate on the objects of the dream continues. So this is the example. We may think, okay, if this is dreamlike illusion, why doesn't it stop? I already understand. But I keep trying to enjoy it. As long as I'm trying to enjoy it, how it will stop? It will continue. This is produced on your personal order. It's actually quite amazing, you know. It's like a Hollywood production. Do you have some dreams that like a Hollywood production? Big, big dream with a lot of twists and very amazing special effects. And it's made specifically only for you, uniquely for you. So as long as you are, you know, very often I find that I'm captured by some soldiers and then thrown in jail, and then I run away and they are shooting and I'm shooting back and I'm hiding in the forest, then I run, and then there is, you know, shooting back and forward. It's a very active action movie in a dream. So it's produced just for my personal use. So as long as I'm there inside that dream, how will it stop? So as long as we are trying to enjoy things independently of Krishna, it will continue. But when we listen about the elephant, then the bad dreams will stop. And the bad dreams will produce no bad effects. So we have this blessing from Shukadeva Goswami, we have this blessing from Sutta, and we have this blessing from Krishna in the next few verses. Shri Panchatattva Ki Jai, Hare Krishna. And what is the best way to penetrate the bad dream? Is to hear about Krishna Lila and to chant his names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Gajendra's return to the spiritual world, Ki Jai. Hu's liberation, Ki Jai. Garuda's flying to Trikuta, Ki Jai. Okay. So, some comments or questions on the elephant story. Do you think we can learn something from our dreams? For instance, that they point out anarthas. Yes, I think yes. It's an individual production helping us not only anarthas, if we are serving Krishna and praying to Krishna, they sometimes can even help us find a cure. What does it mean to get stuck in karma yoga? It means that we didn't listen enough, probably, about the power of bhakti, and we don't have faith sufficiently in bhakti. Like this king becoming a stubborn elephant. He has become a stubborn elephant. He was cursed. You're stubborn, so you become a stubborn, dull elephant. So it sounds very unfortunate. So he was a king, he becomes an elephant, not just an elephant, he becomes a stubborn and dull elephant. What's good in it? But because he did some bhakti, you can see that karma yoga, would it help him? Not much. Karma yoga, you know, as an elephant, not much he can do. But because he performed some bhakti yoga, Krishna helped him regain the memory, remember the mantras, and now he is chanting these beautiful mantras, offering the lotus to Krishna, and Krishna says, let's go straight back home to the spiritual world. So only bhakti is able to do this. So by hearing, we are able to strengthen our faith and then feel higher trust in bhakti and act more for Krishna's pleasure. Because karma yoga means renounce enjoyment and bhakti yoga means please Krishna. Not just renounce, but offer to Krishna. That's the point of all renunciation. Hare Krishna. Elephant Gajendra ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
There are questions more from this. Avadhuta Roy.
Yeah, I didn't see. Okay.
Here. First question. There are three. The dust of Govinda's lotus feet is so sacred that even Brahma, Shiva and the goddess Rama take that dust upon their heads to dispel sinful reactions. Srimad Bhagavatam 10:30-29. Question. How goddess of fortune cannot dispel sinful reactions by herself? Is this only a glorification?
Somehow I don't see his questions. It's weird what comments it shows, what comments it doesn't. Anyway, so sometimes it also says, like, for example, that Krishna is the best in performing austerity because he renounces sense gratification. So first of all, there is nothing Krishna needs to renounce, and there is nothing that sense gratification in a bad sense for Krishna. But technically, yes, he has no material sense gratification, therefore everything he does is a perfect austerity. The same way Lakshmi Devi. Yes, she can become as an ideal devotee, she doesn't need anything to become free from sin or purify somebody from sin. But why she has this power? She has this power because she's an ideal devotee, and an ideal devotee means she she shows full respect to the Lord, so taking the dust from his lotus feet. So it's a little bit somewhat of a poetic, philosophical poetry, you can say, philosophical poetry. So that's how it makes it work. They don't really need to, but they still do. And same as Muchukunda says that a sign, just like a piece of wood floating down the river, sometimes gets stuck on the shore. And in the same way, a person who is about to become liberated from this world will meet devotees. And the acharyas are saying that it's a glorification of sadhusanga. But here, the cause and effect are swapped. It's not that you become liberated and therefore you meet devotees. It's the other way around. You meet devotees and then you become free. But it follows so quickly that it's swapped, that when you become free, you meet devotees. Again, it's a little poetic, philosophical ornament. So in the same way, because Lakshmi is such a elevated devotee, she's always free from any sin, or she can also purify from sin. And as a devotee, she takes the dust of Krishna's lotus feet. So sometimes it will be swapped. the other way around to make it more beautiful. There's another one?
The second question. According to Vishwanath, the Lord wanted Bharat Maharaj to take few births more to attain special perfection. The story of Gajendra looks
to take similar. He wanted who to take few more births?
Bharat Maharaj.
Bharat Maharaj.
The story of Gajendra looks similar because, as mentioned, Indradyumna finally became an associate of Vishnu. I was just wondering what perfection that would be without a special perfection.
What perfection that would be without a special perfection.
I was just wondering what perfection that would be without a special perfection.
Maybe without special mercy or something. Bharat is an exception. Bharat is not an ordinary story. Jiva Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur 6 to 9 says that he was already perfect, and this is just a very rare story to show some lessons for us. So this is Bharat Maharaj. And Gajendra, he got one life of apparent external degradation, of going from being a very spiritual king to the body of an elephant, and then again suffering for 1,000 years, and then he immediately goes to the spiritual world. So these are the stories. The question is not clear. What do you mean? Who do you speak about Gajendra or Bharat? It's not quite clear.
There is one more.
Yes.
Removing contamination of Kali. I read those who don't hear and meditate on the Supreme Lord, they live in Kali. And those who meditate and hear about Him live in Satya Yuga. It seems all this is only going on in consciousness. Any thoughts on this?
This is a statement from Canto 12 that yugas are defined by the gunas, by the modes. So therefore, in any yuga, you can live in any other yuga. If you are in sattva-gun, if you are in goodness, you live in satya yuga. Anywhere, anytime. So this is from the Bhagavatam, Canto 12. That's described, that in fact it's defined by consciousness. So if you, by your gunas, not only consciousness and behavior, so by the gunas. So this is also why all these rules, you may not like some of these rules, but in fact these rules help us to have some cleaner life, cleaner consciousness, and therefore they can protect us from a lot of unnecessary quarrel and trouble. Right? Okay. So, happy dreams in the night, and happy good fortune in the day, and happy mini Satya Yuga in your individual life. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.